The continuing ability of Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters to launch attacks and prevent the Afghan government from establishing its authority throughout the country is forcing American officials to take a fresh look at their strategy. While they point to improvements in several parts of the country, U.S. military and civilian officials acknowledge the insurgents are particularly strong in southern Afghanistan and are able to cause problems in many other areas. The commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East and Central Asia, Admiral William Fallon, came on his monthly visit to Afghanistan Wednesday with a broader mission than usual to make progress on an assessment he's leading aimed at finding a more effective way to deal with the insurgents.
Well, I don't want to make too big a deal of it, but I've asked my staff to go back and take a look at everything we're doing here, to look at the situation, to reassess where we are so that we can have a firm understanding of the situation, and as we figure out what we want to do strategically in the country, how we can do it better.
In a VOA interview en route to Afghanistan, Admiral Fallon said he wants to be able to make recommendations to senior U.S. leaders on how to move forward more effectively in Afghanistan next year. He said one of the challenges is to get the dozens of countries and organizations working in Afghanistan to better coordinate their efforts. In that regard, he says, there has been progress in one critical area, cooperation with Pakistan on controlling the border region.
Things have gotten better. Not cleaned up altogether, but the trends are in the right direction.
The Admiral attributes the improvement to several factors.
The data that I have indicates that in the eastern part, for which the U.S. Has responsibility under ISAF, and I have a high interest, of course, the level of activity has come down significantly here in the past several months. Now, I would attribute that up to a number of things. One, our people have been very aggressive in going out and seeking out these insurgents and these terrorists to get rid of them. On the PAC side of the border, the PAC mill has been more cooperative with us this year.
Admiral Fallon says a joint U.S.-Afghan-Pakistani coordination committee is having more success sharing information and coordinating counterterrorism efforts along the northern part of the border. But he says he has not seen the same reduction in cross-border insurgent activity farther south, where most of the violence has been concentrated in recent months. Admiral Fallon has direct command of U.S. forces in eastern Afghanistan, and his troops also help NATO-led security forces in the rest of the country. The New York Times reported on Sunday that his assessment will be combined with parallel efforts by NATO and the U.S. State Department in a top-level review of Afghanistan's strategy early next year. Al Pessin, VOA News, Kabul.